China to cut bank reserve ratio again amid economic slowdown. The governor of the People's Bank of China, Pan Gongsheng, said on October 18 that the central bank plans to lower bank's reserve requirement ratio by between 25 and 50 basis points in the fourth quarter, depending on market liquidity conditions. The announcement at a financial forum in Beijing came as China reported this year's slowest quarterly growth of its gross domestic product at 4.6% for the third quarter, according to the October 18 release by China's National Bureau of Statistics. The official annual growth rate for January through September is 4.8%, lower than the 5% growth rate. On September 24, the PBOC announced a 50 basis points reduction in RRR, effective September 27, freeing up about 1 trillion yuan for new lending. The central bank has lowered the RRR 18 times since 2018, releasing 14.4 trillion yuan into the market. An RRR stipulates the minimum amount of cash a bank should reserve compared to its total deposits. Major Chinese commercial banks also announced on October 18 that they would lower one-year fixed-term deposit interest rates by 25 basis points. On September 24, the Chinese regime announced a raft of monetary policies to address liquidity, the property market, and the stock market. The regime then held three high-profile press events, but fell short of rolling out a corresponding fiscal package to stimulate public spending. Ni Hong, head of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Rural Development, said on October 17 that Beijing would increase the loans for whitelist housing projects to 4 trillion yuan by the end of the year. China initiated the program in March, which provides failed development projects with special lending by state-owned banks. According to Xiao Yuanqi, deputy head of the National Administration of Financial Regulation, approved loans for whitelist projects totaled 2.23 trillion yuan as of October 16. An October 7 report by French bank Natixis estimated that the Chinese regime would need to spend 3.4 trillion yuan to buy back idle land and unsold new homes, assuming they can be bought at 70% of their market value. On October 12, Lan Fowen, Minister of Finance, said Beijing had room for a deficit increase but didn't disclose details of any additional fiscal support. On October 8, Zheng Shanjia, chairman of the National Development and Reform Commission, announced an advance of 100 billion yuan from the 2025 central investment budget to be used this year. The regime will also allow construction projects, valued at another 100 billion yuan in next year's budget, to start before the year end. Zheng reaffirmed the 5% growth target for 2024. Ding Xiuexiang, a member of the Politburo Standing Committee and China's vice premier, told Chinese state-owned media on October 17 that local governments should focus on implementing the announced economic support policies and achieve the growth target. Mike Sun, a U.S.-based businessman with decades of experience advising foreign investors and traders in China, told the Epoch Times that the 4 trillion yuan whitelisting fund seemed to be it, referring to a much-anticipated fiscal stimulus. He uses an alias to protect himself from retaliation from the Chinese Communist Party. His read is that the Chinese regime will focus on rescuing the housing market and meeting the GDP growth target by the end of the year. Based on Ding's remarks, Sun forecasts no big moves of additional fiscal stimulus in 2024. At the October 17 press conference, Ni of the Moward repeatedly said his goal is to stop the market from falling and return it to stability. He also mentioned that after 3 years of adjustments, China's real estate market had started to bottom out.